Well, welcome everybody to another webinar here at WP Studio. This is actually a backup recording for an event that took place about a week and a half ago on creating on-off switches for clients. If you've been trying to watch the replay, you will have seen that there is an issue with the replay. And so that's what this remake is, that I'm re-recording the webinar. So over the past few years, there have been a number of ways that I've taught you, everyone, how to make different conditional checks for clients, things that like making special settings panels, special custom post types that allow clients to feel like they're in more control of their site without them destroying the site or wrecking some site settings. Now, in the live event, I told the story about how they did an interview with a whole bunch of small mom and pop shop stores in small towns, something where you've got an owner of the store, then you've got maybe one or two managers, assistant managers, staff members who open and close the store on Main Street or something like that. And it didn't matter what the store was. And one of the things they were trying to find out is, it was a leadership type survey. What causes people to feel like they have greater control over their business, a greater control over the leadership or ownership of the store, the business, that type of thing? And they found it didn't matter what type of assignments were given, what type of responsibilities were given, because that varied for different people. Different employees reacted to different incentives to increase their productivity, different incentives or responsibilities for how they felt like the business was something that they were a part of. The one thing that stood out across the board, whether it was just a regular employee or an assistant manager or a manager, is that sense of empowerment, of ownership and ownership of the store when they went to go unlock the front door or flip the sign from closed to open. Because there was a psychological effect of, I have control over this. If I have this ability to pass some type of communication on, and I can control when I open the store. Sure, it may open every day at 8 a.m., but you know what? If I open it a minute early, that's my choice. If I open it a minute late, well, that may be my choice. Hopefully the boss won't find out. Well, this philosophy is also useful when freelancers build websites for clients. Because a lot of times we're not wanting the client to be jumping around in the back end of WordPress doing other things and, quote, giving them control. But yet we do want to open the door to allow a client to feel like they do control, not just, oh, you wrote a blog post and you're updating it. No, we want them to be able to say, oh, I can control certain things. And that's where this on-off switch system comes into play. And we're going to be building it with both pods as well as the WP Studio framework. So two different ways of creating this thing. But before we get further, I'm going to show you a very rough pre-made thing, and then we're going to go through and build it ourselves. So if we actually come into the back end of WordPress, now this is the front end right now. There's nothing here. We're going to put something in the hook here. There is a hook in basically any theme that kind of has this headliner area. And we're going to interact with that. So over here in our site settings, we just have a few simple things. Now, don't worry, we're going to be messing around with the style and building it. This is just pre-made as we go. And I just lost, there we go. Here, for some reason I moved the tab. Hopefully that didn't get messed up in the recording. Okay, so we are here where we can turn on or off a top banner. So if we click the checkbox to turn it on, save the changes, and go back and look at our site, all of a sudden the site itself now has a banner. Now, what you'll see in the code is it's just a text H1 or an H2 tag. So you could actually put an image, you could put a whole design, a whole block, whatever you want to go on. So this is a banner. And we can go through and do a bunch of other things by saying, oh, turn on, off a greeting text. We can do yes, and here's the greeting text. Well, what if we changed it? And here's some cool greetings for a Wednesday. Save the changes. And then we can go back to the site and we can see that by adding in the custom text, we get information as well as our custom text that we wrote in. So that's kind of what we're going to be looking at doing, giving this ability to the clients to do this. And yes, there are many ways you can get about doing this, but because we also work with pods a lot, we're going to build this a very simple way. Now, pods, if we go create a new pod, pods does have this ability for us to create a settings page. I know we've talked about this before, but we're going to be specifically talking about getting the options of an on-off type situation. So we're going to go create a new settings panel in pods. We're going to come over here, custom settings panel. Let's call this one our muffin set. Our menu. So the page title, muffin settings. This is what happens when we're on the actual page. The menu label is what will show here. So if we do muffin set. Now, as I've said before, yes, we can add it to the settings menu, add it to the appearances menu, add it to a new item in settings. Now, when we go into the actual advanced things, we can move it to different locations. So if you just want to set it here, makes it easier to move it around later. So hit next step. And then we are presented with something that looks fairly similar to what a regular custom post type system is. The only thing is the admin UI is very different. It allows us what type of settings do you want for basically everything that we're going to be doing. It's the normal settings form. Yes, you can do a post type UI. It will then on the actual page, it will look like, I'll show you what this looks like. But here's our the post type UI, just so you understand. The post type UI allows us to use a tool that we used in a prior webinar on grouping pods fields together so we could create our own selection of meta boxes and all those type of things. So we could use that. So that would be a post type UI. Normal settings is going to be what we just saw. So then your menu position is, again, that 0 to whatever number you want. Basically, 0 is going to be above dashboard going all the way down. I believe once you go past 70, you're below the settings area. You can be able to choose exactly what you want. But if we put something like 40, we're going to show up somewhere in here. And again, you can then put a URL to an icon that you want, or if you could just type the dash icon name in there. If you leave it alone, you're going to see that our settings is just going to appear here, muffin set with a gear. So that's how this happened. Now, if we go to our muffin set, because we are using the settings screen, we are just seeing muffin settings. If we went and changed that just for just a variation, so let's go to our muffin settings, edit that, and we change the admin UI once it loads to post type UI and save this. Now, once a post type is there, it's going to open up this, and basically we now have public, there's no other things. It's operating and having your manage here, your navigate to the different settings that are here. You'll see I'll flip back and forth just so you can see, but this, if you do it this way, you can use that pods group add function and group different fields into custom meta boxes so that they would actually have different groupings. Just it's a nice thing because pods allows that. We can go ahead and do weird things with it. So let's go ahead, go back to the edit pods, probably not do weird things, but just do more creative things with our layout. Let's set this back to the normal settings form just so it's easy to quickly build. Now, I am going to create our first field, and we're going to create our first field, and we will call this one our muffin set switch. And so it creates the name, and this is something very important to learn, because once you learn the naming convention of fetching the values out, everything will make so much more sense. So let's go ahead and go in here, and we could do something like a yes, no. So that gives, it actually creates the fields. They have to select one of them. Now we can go in here and if you, additional field options, yes, late, you can change the yes to on, to off. You can do it as a checkbox, radio button, drop down, whatever you want to do. So let's save that pod. Now we can come over here to our muffin set. To this is our settings page, and we have an on, off. Now because we have it as a checkbox, basically if it's checked, it's on. If it's not checked, it's off. Now, that might be a little more confusing to clients. Now you might change the label on that. There's a number of things that you can change for that, but here's what we're going to do is I'm going to go back in and go here to, let's see, what do I want to do? Now let's do this. Let's go back in and change it to radio buttons. Oops, let's cancel. Pods, edit, yes, leave. We're going to change this back to a manage field, a radio button, so you'll see both. Switch the field, switch save pod. All right, so now let's go back to our muffin set just so you can see that it's been modified. So now we have on, off. Off is going to automatically be selected until it's turned on. Now, just so you remember, everything in on this pod screen can be designed and styled, and because, you know, if you've never looked at this, basically a pod setting screen. Oh, let me move this over and adjust this so that it shows at the bottom. Okay, so basically everything on the pod field is a table, and you have the names of the fields, so that you can identify and start styling everything within the table if you want to change the layout, the look, the feel of a pod setting screens. All right, so let's now put this into action. In order for us to interact with this, we have to have a hook in WordPress, in your theme. And for what we're going to be doing is, I'm just going to start typing here. This will be our custom code. Now this is the functions.php file of the active theme. Ignore the other things, those are things that we're going to be that are already there from the when I was building it to create this course. So there is a hook in the Voce theme called Voce Content Before. And so we're going to interact with that one. So it's going to be an add action to the Voce Content Before. And we will call this one our muffin set on off. So now we're just because I want to show you where that shows up and how that works, we're going to make sure that we are connecting properly to that hook area. And we're going to do that just by simply you are doing it right. A lot of times that's a little trick is just have, when you're testing in hooks in WordPress themes, you're wanting to interact, make sure it's actually working before you spend the time to code conditional logic. You want to actually make sure it shows up. So let's go ahead and save that, and then we'll go back to our site, and hopefully somewhere up here in this banner area, it's going to say you are doing it right. Now, in order, because basically we're going to be using the same area that this banner is there, it's showing up first because it's earlier on in the functions.php file. Okay, so we know we are actually interacting with that proper location. So this is the cool part. And I'm going to show it to you. I'll explain it to you. And then we're going to kind of build it from that point. The pods settings function. This pods admin for settings, let me leave that, for these settings, it is super easy to get values of all those fields that we create, whether they're text values, they're, you know, paragraphs, on-off switches, drop-downs, all those type of things. It is a single, it uses the WordPress settings API of get option. So if I'm here in my little function here, what if I want to assign values? Basically, when we build our code, we want variables that are already defined. So we're going to set whatever that setting is that we have created in the muffin settings. We want to set it or add it or save it into this PHP variable. And we use the WordPress get option. Now, this is the easy part. It is a single word. Now, it's a very long word, and it is comprised of two different parts. The first part of the option name is the name of the pod. So it's called Muffin Settings. And again, you can just copy that, go back to your get options, and it's Muffin Settings _. The second part of the get options for pod settings area is, guess what? The name of the field you want. So we come back over here to our field, muffin set switch. All right. So if that's what the muffin set switch is, now we have been able to get the option from that pod, which is a custom setting. So this way you can have multiple settings pages that you created with pods. So that's the name of the pod and the name of the field. Pods handles everything else. So when Pods creates a settings page, or when you create a settings page using Pods, every single value that is stored in each one of those fields is assigned an option name that WordPress, other plugins, other WordPress settings API, everything can access it. You just need to know how to identify the specific field. All right, so we now have this saved here. Well, let's figure out exactly what is being displayed. And so we can do that by simply, let's just echo on off. Let's figure out what is being saved. So let's go back to our front page and let's refresh this. All right. So there is nothing there. Let's go to our settings page and figure out what's going on. Okay, so there's nothing there. Off. What happens when we do on? Now remember, we're just echoing out the value or whatever is stored there. Let's refresh. It's hard to see because there's no padding. It's just the number one. So now we can figure out that if the client clicks the on switch, we are going to get a value of 1. So now in our code, and I'll do code, we can write a conditional logic statement that says if on off, that's that PHP variable that we just stored here, 　 1, then let's create an output of I'll explain why I'm doing this. H1 amazing, this is on. Okay, now the reason why I'm doing an output 
 is I'm going to create a string of variables that are saving all the values. You're going to see why here. So let's create an output. So we're starting with, and I'm just going to do a stupid little center tag. And then after, we're going to create another one to close the center tag. Now, you could have put like a div, you could put all the structure of whatever banner, whatever block you're going to create. And then we can echo output. Now, this is, I didn't mean to have this. This is a basic PHP concept. It's been around forever. Basically, if you are simply doing output equals center, and then output equals amazing this, output equals center, every time you do just the equals, if there was anything stored in this PHP variable, it gets erased, and the latest item in the line of your PHP code takes the place of it. That's what's being stored. If we want to store like multiple things, so each line that we want to store, we want to be stored as line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4, we can do output equals for the first line, and then every line that we want to store, so we don't want to erase the first thing, we do a period equals. It's a continuation of the statement of we are storing the value. You can keep doing that as long as you want, and then when you echo output, we're going to echo out 3 lines of information. So now if we save this, go back to our page, again, it still is 1, but now we've asked the question, the conditional question, if it's 1, amazing, this is on. So you see how this has been able, you can now create conditional checks to do things. And we can get multiple levels. So rather than spending the time writing, let's go back to the original one that I had built for you, that it shows you've got an on off, you've got a yes, no, you've got a custom greeting. Let's quick take a look at that code. You'll be able to understand it now. So here's what we did before. I went and got the option for the turn on off banner, stored it in this PHP variable. My text check is just a get option that's getting that field. Then the text is the text that you can write. So again, this is what we've already done. If the banner, like turning on and off the banner, is 1, then we're going to output this is the banner. And then we do another conditional check. If the text check, which turned on and off, equals 1, we're going to add, and here's the custom greeting with the text, which was that other field. And if you don't have anything in that text field, then we don't have to worry about it, and nothing's going to show up. So does that make sense? I hope that really makes a lot of sense and is useful to you, because now you can get in there and really modify and create some really cool solutions for all that type of stuff. Now, remember how I said, and this is from another webinar, that Pods Group ad, let's go in and go back to our, let's mess with this one, because I know we have a few items. So let's go back to our Pods admin. There's a few items on this. And we are going to change, custom settings is what I want. Let's go back here. Custom settings here. Let's change the admin UI. Notice how there's 3 items here. So let's go ahead and change this to a post type UI. Save this pod, and let me show you what that looks like before we mess around with it. And hopefully, because we're really pushing the limits of pods here. So go to site settings, and here we have our fields. Notice how it's like a pod field. Now, there is actually some CSS in here. That's why you're getting some weird stuff going on. And I wonder where that is. Is that right here? Yeah, it's right here. So I'm going to comment this out so we can avoid multiple styles happening. All right, so let's refresh on this. Okay, so we've got our fields. Now we can use, so now it looks like there's a nicer feel to the custom settings. We can, again, because we set it to use the pods, the post type UI, we're going to be able to use that pods group add. So let's go back to our area. And since I've already analyzed, we've already added pods group add here where we're fixing the boxes. Again, you can add as many of these pods group add to your pods meta groups. Let's see if, again, I didn't test this beforehand, so we're definitely pushing the envelope. So the first thing is we need to figure out which pod we're dealing with. Now, in order for me to figure it out, I can always figure out which pod I'm working with when I'm doing a settings page by looking at the name of an option. So it's custom settings is the name of our pod. And then we want the title that will show up on the settings. Do you want a custom banner? Do you want to show the banner? And then we need to list the names of the fields. So I want this turn on off top banner. That's the one, that's the name. I can actually figure, I don't have to go back to pods once I've already done my values saving as PHP. I can just do that there. So let's go ahead and add that here. And we're going to go ahead and pods group add, we'll do the other one, custom settings. Do you want a custom greeting? And then we need to add the next two fields to that box. So turn on off greeting text is one, comma, because we're going to put two fields there. Greeting text. Hopefully you'll see how you can, you're understanding how I'm pulling these out without having to go back to pods. All right, and then let's put the semicolon in and we will save. Now, I have never tested pods group add. Logically, it should work. That's why my brain automatically went to that during this recording. So hopefully, if I refresh, it worked. Look what we now have. Do you want to show the top banner? On, off. Do you want to show a custom greeting? On, off. So there's some really cool things. You can leave it as a basic listing of all the values. You can open up the pods UI, which opens up this ability to pods group add. That's why pods group add that we did the prior week is a very powerful tool to use with pods. Now, as I said, you can also go and do the exact same thing with the WP Studio framework that operates very similar. You can get the information from the handout that will show that. Just quick show you here. Again, the pods, the WP Studio framework just creates a settings page that has a lot more pre-made styles, functions, switches, things that make it a little bit easier. But at the end of the day, it's exactly the same situation where you are setting PHP variables using the way of getting each value out, and then just doing if it's on, if it's off, if it's on, if it's off, you are able to process the whole thing and choose what and where a client can interact. So this comes back down to the story of these shop owners, managers, staff, employees feeling that empowerment of being able to flip the switch or flip the sign from off to on. And by spending a little bit of extra time creating settings pages for your client, and then you give them access to that. You don't give them access to other areas. You give them controls over parts of their website that basically are just on-offs. You've already done the design. You have the HTML blocks. You've got the code set so that when they flip them on, flip them off, you're set to go. Now, where would you use this in today's market for most of your clients? Think about it like an on-off switch for hours of operations. Wouldn't it be great? What if they had on their website, in a sidebar, they had, yes, we're open. Would you like to contact us? Contact us here at this phone number. Well, what if they're not open and they don't want that to show? Well, that the client can simply just not turn it on. They cannot flip the switch. And it will say, we're currently closed. You can contact us in our off hours, blah, blah, blah. So those, that's something that you can do. You can also set up, maybe they have a Friday sale on their website. And every Friday, they want to be able to flip on a banner and they want to be able to exactly say the product that they're going to sell. They want to do a little sales pitch, but you've already styled everything. You've put it together in, you know, a simple conditional check. And you are outputting the content so it doesn't break the site, yet still gives the client that feeling of, I am in control. Now you can grab all of these kind of examples of code, except the pods group ad. This is just kind of piggybacking on the other webinar that we did. But you can grab them all in the handout that's along the replay page. And I hope you all have a great rest of the day and that this little trick of empowering your clients is helpful for you. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll see you on a future webinar.